Sometimes I wonder whether it makes any sense to continue criticizing the government and the system when it is fairly clear by now that it will not yield any results, it will not result into anything. If there were about 25 to 30% chance that it would result into something positive, gains to somebody, a child who will grow up tomorrow, gains for him, even 25% to 30% chance, even then many would have said that it is foolish. The 75% chance that it will not result into anything should overwhelm and be the deciding factor for your decision. But what if there is about a 2% chance that it just may result into starting of something, and a 98% chance that it will definitely result, or it will definitely result in placing into a situation where it is possible for anybody in the system to have a case filed against you in a state ruled by the party in power, that is the BJP, get a conviction and put you in jail or stop your pension or do both. Agreed that presently there is no rule that if you get convicted today, your pension even will get stopped. But there is evidence that many things are happening today for which there apparently is no clear-cut rule. But there is a very likelihood that they can do it, and if they can do it, they will do it. So does it make sense to do such a thing? On one hand, one thinks that people have done such things. People are still doing things in India, very brave men and women. And people like Bhagat Singh have done it. But alongside, one also thinks that the times are changed. The equation is changed. Bhagat Singh was in a time where this was the topic of the day. The majority was looking for a change, and he assisted that change to come about. Today, the situation is not that, definitely not that. Then one thinks of those who are doing it today and going to jail, and there are definitely people who are doing it, apparently for our benefit. But then one thinks, to our benefit, what benefit? Are they really giving any benefit to us? It is clear that no, they are not. They are only being called martyrs. So that's a benefit to their self-image, nothing else. Is that causing any change? Absolutely not. There's no doubt about it. Much as what one would want to feel that yes, it is or it will. The cold reason says, no, it is not, and it will definitely not. So if some people are bent upon doing suicide or to make you feel bad that they are so good, why aren't you so good? There is really very little sense in you following that line of argument and says, okay, he is committing suicide, so should I. Or that he has made me self feel so guilty by his sacrifice that I feel that I too must commit suicide. Well, it helps neither him nor you nor the society. But then one also sometimes thinks of sayings like, why are you seeking the benefits of this? Isn't virtue its own reward? Yes, it has been said by the Greeks, I think. But what virtue and what rewards? Virtue must be something which really makes you believe in it, not question it. And rewards, if you are seeking rewards, then in this case it is clear that there are no rewards. So intellectually, any action done whether basic belief that 98% it will place you in a position of harm, with a 2% chance not that it will result into any good, but that the chances of a change positive may get triggered by this act of yours. Now then, as a sensible thinking man, even a feelings man, suggests that it would not be right to do that, commit suicide, and harm the interests of your people, of your family, of people, your dependents. Got to think all these times, all these ways, and act. And what do you think when you are thinking coolly and not when you are hot?